This is Morgan Westwood Cook, reading her story in three parts, Division Street, for Streets Unmasked. Part 1, A Lonely March.
The 16th of March, 2021. Listen, come with me. Keep our pace west. This is a street for busy feet, the mark of a bunch of arrows in a pile of wheat. A car rolls by, its engine humming as it comes to a stop. Echoes of conversation are carried by the wind to anyone listening, the smell of fresh fish from the ice that lines the butcher's side of a feast of meat and pies. Tea and takeout are now this street's business. They cannot stop or rest. Feet march and move. They do not rest here as they usually do. People have always used this mortar for shelter. Now, these red bricks listen to the small radio play out through the open bedroom window. The music plays to no crowds. As an historical sign marks a singer's injury, and the gig posters, dried and curled by the weather, flicker. Peeling and pale on glass and brick. A layer of protection for this old building, as it waits for the warmth of something human. Be careful of the pigeons as they stroll. Their wings are used as a convenience. Your shoes are not enough to scare them. No fast-footed crowds chase them off. They search for the crumbs of fast food dropped. Even in this crowdless scene, life continues. And so does the pursuit of food. Life now ebbs with the sun and smell of food. It's never fully quiet. There is still noise beyond the old bricks that echo with the sounds of factory machines, long nights and fire alarms. The stillness is haunted by spectres as the image of this place has changed again. Overcrowding, workers, shoppers and families mark the space like a smudged camera lens. Nowhere in the new quiet image but there. Another car rumbles past. The road is still serving its purpose, unlike this collection of bricks. The iron gate shut, the silence beyond is new. Foam within this place, these cobblestones are meant to be covered in feet as much as rain. The sun stretches down the one side as it slips away from the city. It will stay longer when the crowds return. There is movement in the long empty shops. The sight of metal shutters is a common face, a too familiar, unwelcome acquaintance. An alarm blares on its last batteries behind graffitied marked steel. Does it rattle your ears? Some will stay shut. Their papered windows and sides will take a new shape as they have before. The still dust stains the space with a melancholy touch. This destruction is not as sudden or as violent as the greenery that fills the space. The growth of flowers is casually observed by the wheels of a skateboard as they move past. There is a smell of a plant not meant to be grown near here, but it permeates the clothes of the groups of youth. Can you hear their small speaker and low conversation? The trees show sign of spring, no matter how small or subtle. Seasons have been the guaranteed return for the last long year. Minor monuments to the past stare out at the plaster and paint. A man, either praying or thinking, curses his currently grey beard in his long stares, watching friends grab a sense of normality in their company. A queue forms for fresh bread and coffee. The act has long occurred on this street, but they do not know the past play of this scene. The old window frames the cement watch as history always repeats itself. Even the masks are not a new phenomenon. This has all occurred before. The newer developments do not know of this past any more than the weary feet, who cannot walk side by side. There is comfort in the cobblestones, and they all know. Buildings wait for life, purposes change like paint. Layered with mint green, pink and murals, just the modern facade for today. Hundreds of years is smeared and weathered into the fabric of the buildings. As others collect a couple decades of wear, they long for more. This street is for life in its busy state. It will wait for others, to return as the pigeons home themselves on the roofs for another dusk. Without normality, this street is just bricks and dust. The shop owners prepare to stage for life to return to these hollow frames. Will you come again?
Part 2. April Falls.
The 12th of April, 2021. Come back and see what you've missed. The posters on the glass half peeled off. You can look in, but the building looks out. It's been waiting. This end of the street is quieter as the faint tattoo needle buzzes for the queue of people seeking something more permanent in these times. Something forever, unlike this. The shop's displays have changed in a blink, shifting like seasons, only brighter and unaffected by the weather. The blue palette changed to grey and yellow, two different moods. They appear like seconds. The clock will change their face. The concrete slabs click with the stumbling feet, stumbling too much for this time, but it's a celebration. Drinks a celebration as well as the loss, the mourning of lives, livelihoods and others. Someone's father, someone's mother. Dried flowers wrapped in plastic cling to the streetlights. Brown petals stained pink on the edges. The dried remains of former beauty not yet gone. The park is full with faces eager to catch rays. White plastic gazebos and metal outside chairs. No empty seats. This is a place for those eager to meet. It's busy and noisy with old friends and excuses to leave the house. The green space is being used to numb the history of now. Its green presence a landmark to previous decades' destruction. No bombs falling here, though a glass shatters. Prop doors, paper masks and signs guide curious pockets into new spaces. This act of buying and selling, like moving clock figures, still looks the same. Only the figures now repeat the current fashion trends. Some stores have moved. The doors stay closed. The street has always been more than a home, with workers, shoppers and other forgotten roles. People will find new uses for these old buildings' bones. The Chinese restaurant in a Victorian works frame. The name on the door still remains. John and Sons. Four faces look out from quiet floors above. One is missing a nose. Pedestrians are strolling and wandering east to the markets and even busier shops. Their hands full, everything smells new. The life here is simply enjoying the sun. The air is now full of laughter and conversation. No longer dull. The mortar and bricks along this street have seen worse scenes. The average drunk is quite obscene. The empty concrete paths now trample with life as queues and determined visitors cover this site. Barber floors itch with the day's work. The whole building seems to hold still, like it's expecting a sneeze. A threat to topple and empty again. These old bricks have been here before, though, through life and loneliness and worse moments. A travel agency is steel and wrapped in paper, as empty as the suitcases hidden around the homes of onlookers. The queue of students stands, 15 deep, waiting for the pre-loved kilos and second-hand clothes. They'll dress in the same clothes as those who've been here before. Doubtful the stitches will remember where they walked. The queue mutters and rocks from foot to foot. They'll wait a while, but no one will go. Cars still ramble down the street. They are not the only thing moving, as skateboards rattle, awfully loud. The length of the street is crawling with skaters as they flock to the shops, returning with new wheels before the shutters come down. The iron gates of the caffeine-filled courtyard are open. The fancy dress shop looks out with clown-based masks and wigs. The shoppers have theirs covered by another, without a patent grin. Rows of tables just on the street, declaring this space for you and me. Hot dogs, chips, cocktails and milkshakes. Not the usual tastes for these hours. Everyone is rushing to fill the space, able to expand, and we're able to take. Plants in pots are teased by the sun, closer to blooming now that it feels like the worst is done. Life has returned in all its states. Even the ambulance sits while a group of onlookers wait. A bed and a bandage wrapped around an old wrinkled arm. After a year of distance, this seems very close. Continue on. There is more to this show. The green electric box that is a perfect height for smokers and texters, just off to the side, ignoring the rush. The coffee smell stains the peeling cream paint of the Beans Cafe. The curve of the probation buildings leaves just a gap for others to hover while deciding new plans of attack. These new frames don't know of the same past. Pandemics and whispered plagues lie in older bricks. They only know of soot, ash, and modern mists. The Simonite butcher's figure stands in the street, advertising cuts. His cartoon face smiles round, like his stomach. His figure more familiar to those after months of captivity in Deliveroo. The smell of fish is not the clearest note, as fresh bread and coffee muffle the air. The dirt of petrol fills your nose as the car that should be looked at starts and goes on its road. You're right, the walk is longer. But before, you didn't have to dodge the other players walking this street scene. The lazy birds now have to soar and swing. The waterworks is now flowing with something sweeter as the queue waits outside, the seats are clear. The liquid gods carved into the stones look at their patrons' knowing eyes. The queue we maintain for hours. Large signs on the door state as soon as they'll be open, as they were before. But for now, the weathered chairs glint in the cool April sun. The crowd's still coming up from the shop with their plastics and paper. It crinkles and rustles, filling the gaps of silence between the letters. This street is busy, but that's a sign of a world getting better.
Part 3, Come What May.
The 20th of May, 2021. Come back and see this modern scene. It's weather dependent, with summer a distant dream as the space between us slips into memory. Rain brings cars and fast pace. The temptation to only observe the bottom third of the world as wind and rain direct your view down. The northern hospitality and the Yorkshire weather are both a constant, for better and for worse. The showers come again. Give it a moment, and the rain will ease. Window shopping from the other side of the glass. Curiosity to step into places used to have no enticement for is common. The 3-foot gnomes won't move if you look away, but their bright orange faces look smugly across the road. The wooden tables stretch around the green room, empty. There's no preference for the outside in this weather. Look across the road. In sunlight, the grass glows, and school kids hang off the flowing walls. Now in the rain, the usual stage is vacant. One table by the park, full of large black puffer coats, with pints and chips lost between the flow of laughter and conversation. When the rain eases, life returns as quick as the new growth on the trees turns green. The air is fresh, and ebbs and flows, with times changing. New with the seasons as a duet of blackbirds fly through the air, with the same rush as the emerging crowds below. The traditional migration of office workers as the working week closes, down to the pubs and bars returns with this new season. New outfits, fresh haircuts. The Friday night crusade is more groomed and buzzing with more anticipation than in the times before. Who knows how long before these feelings of excitement will fade, or whether normality will be cherished for a while to come. Time smooths and wears the public memory. The British stipper for Lyft extends to the empty flat concrete pavements, as inside the buildings are full of noise and chaos. The glass that used to reflect your empty space now shows scenes beyond. Meals, classic beer jugs, sights that pull at some memory you didn't know you had. It's warm and tender, and it echoes the laughs creeping out the door past the hand sanitizer stations. A comedy club moves into the empty space of a pizza place, with a sign boasting of upcoming live acts. A promise, something more normal. A plastic cow, cactuses and cartoon figures decorate the shops as you weave between them, referencing a world miles away. A row of Hawaiian shirts looks warm against the cold, wind-blown glass. A black-painted shop with expensive decor invites you in, with the mystery behind the window displays. A pigeon picks at the large biscuit crumbs with wide eyes. It once again owns the path before your feet. The queues for the barbers belong to a past week. A baby in a pram, younger than this disaster, it will only know after. Another pub with large windows, wooden tables and dimpled mugs. The green man carved above the door. An old symbol, not quite lost amongst time yet, but repeated with the spring and the fresh paint. Its eyes look down at guests inviting them in. Chairs look comfortable for busy feet. Pastel paint, dried painted flowers peek through welcoming signs. Between chalk-decorated signs of busy cafes with numbered tables, the plant shop with bouquets and potted plants, the tougher outside and the decorative indoors, tempting people in. The alarm that rang for months has been turned off as the jewelry shop opens up. The Sainsbury's on the corner has been constantly busy across these months. Normalcy in the open doors and security guard. Red and white plastic barriers remain unmoved to keep cars away from the invisible work on the curb. Signal priorities changed, says the sign to the drivers, whilst the rest of the streetlight is wrapped in a treated cardboard, listing government and guidance. As a group of friends laugh and pull each other close, stepping in time as if the rhythm was never broken. The temporary lights control the flow of footsteps, but only when there's no cars in the open. Bright lights in the charity shop windows display outfits proudly, with the fashion brighter than the weather. Pattern-dated dresses, shoes discovered from the back of the wardrobe, and painted ceramic models. Rolls of fluorescent jackets that belong to the 80s, and maybe should have been left. Catch the light. Hand sanitizers and QR codes stand regularly in doorways. Painted cartoon eyes look nervous at the metal guttering that shakes with the drizzle, worried for its state in stronger weather. Empty benches with drizzles of rain and occasionally uncollected glasses. A thrush sings a warning loudly to the shoppers below as it perches on the black slates. Its call is louder than the building work, a street over, and the yellow machines. Graffiti on the side alley's wall and correctly asks, "Do you know who you are?" The sentiment remains amongst the confusion. A waitress comes out and admires the quiet, giving compliments on the noise inside along with the bill. This is not the silent street you've walked down. It's constant noise, the normal now. Fresh bread, pies and cuts of meat are smothered by coffee, drifting out on the backs of conversations. Apple pies and Bakewell tarts have caught an eye every time. Maybe they'll catch yours. The queue for Wetherspoons is still a couple deep, even in this weather. There's a joke to be made about the British sense of reliability, like a rusty clock, like the worn concrete pavement slabs with the same steps. Skateboard wheels still rattle over the small talk and clatter. The grey ceiling looks as if it might break, with small blue gaps appearing to tempt others out onto the street. You weave between others for the first time in weeks. A road opens up onto the square, and I'm afraid you'll leave me there.
That was Morgan Westwood Cook reading her three-part story, Division Street, for Streets and Masks.